I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, the weekend did not start off well at all when our San Diego Padres ended their season Friday in a very bleh way, just forgetting that they were the Padres and that they can really hit the ball. They just couldn't do it. And we are now spectators in the postseason now. And it's a little of a shock to the system still. The five stages of grief are denial. Mm-hmm. I cannot believe the Padres lost.
Yes.
Anger. Damn you, Padres!
Yes.
Bargaining. Come on, what do you say? Let's play another series. Come on. Depression. What am I going to do?
I'm sorry, I shouldn't be laughing.
And acceptance. Well, there's always next year.
Okay.
So right now, I'm in denial still.
Okay.
What? Our bastards fell asleep? What? That's where I'm at. Anger's tomorrow, maybe. So maybe I should call in sick. Where are you? 833-287-1037. Love to hear what's on your mind. Pour your heart out to us about our San Diego Padres.
Here's what Jackson Merrill said after the loss.
The next day you get to play a ball game, but tomorrow you don't play a ball game. How much does that hurt?
No. I got a salty taste in my mouth because I feel like for 8 months straight I've been going to the ball field and enjoying every bit of it. So I'll probably end up going tomorrow just to go. I don't care if I got to clean my locker out or sit around. If I get to go, I get to go. So, yeah.
Can somebody throw you BP out there?
No, I'm not going to hit for a while. I've never taken so many swings this span of time in my life. So, I get ready for the offseason, get stronger, get better. There's areas to improve, regardless of how much success I had this year. Like, there's so many areas I can improve in.
Now, audio, as challenging as it was at times, brought to us by Marty Caswell, Marty Time TV. I look at that interview with Jackson Merrill and I think back to the start of the season, and I was making fun of myself the entire season for saying that Jackson Merrill wasn't ready to be a starting center fielder. He couldn't even play center fielder. He was a converted shortstop. What are we doing? And thank God I'm a dope and I was wrong, and thank God we've got Jackson Merrill for the long term. I mean, this is going to be a player that's going to be a massive superstar, and he's ours, and he's 21 years old.
And such an attitude for someone who's 21. You could see the sadness in his eyes, but you could also see that the love he has, not only for the game, but for what this season meant to him. But I just thought of like, oh, he's going to go sit by his locker. Oh,
look at my eyes, Tim. There's a sadness there, too.
I understand as a fan, but
many San Diegans have that same look of sadness.
Yes, they do.
So vent. Let us know. Pour your hearts out to us. That's why we are here. 833-287-1037. Have you gotten over it yet? Are you like, whatever. This is just what we're used to. Mm-hmm. Or was this the year? And it's affecting you. Both feelings are very valid. 833-287-1037. As we mourn the season that could have been, that almost was here for our San Diego Padres. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Shannon in Oceanside braved the elements and the raucous crowd of Dodger Stadium to watch our boys take it on the chin 2-0 Friday and end our season. I hate that I just said that.
I know.
Good morning, Shannon.
Good morning, John. I did brave it again. I will say, though, I braved it last night at the Dodgers game, too. I'm just a fan of baseball at this point. I don't think you guys know this. My husband died last year. And this is the first time I've ever been able to go to a lot of baseball games.
Oh.
And I'm just going to go out and enjoy them all. I also went to Rookies and watched the Guardians on Saturday.
Wow. So you are taking this loss very well, seemingly. Is that denial where you're bouncing from game to game? Your bounce back boyfriend, right? When you break up
Rebound.
With someone? Yeah. That's what you're doing.
And Shannon, here's where my head is at. Last week, I would have been so happy to sit back and talk every kind of baseball with you. But right now, all I'm thinking about is that grilled chicken salad at Rookies. It's a really good grilled chicken salad, Tammy.
I'll make sure to tell Kristen that when I see her next time. I just think we got to remember one thing, John, though. Life is short. We got to go enjoy it. I told you this last week. I'm still going to try to go to the World Series.
That's right. You were determined.
I'll tell you this.
I'm determined.
I had a moment of being very touched over the weekend because there were a lot of people that reached out to me to listen to the show that were worried about me.
They did good things. I purposely stayed away because I was worried what your reaction would be.
I was in complete shock on Saturday. I woke up like, did that really happen? Did I really watch that game and then eat an entire pint of chocolate peanut butter ice cream? And The answer to both those questions, I'm ashamed to say, is yes, I did. Well, Shannon, you got a great attitude, and I hope you enjoy all the rest of your postseason baseball. I will be flying my baseball flag at half-mast until pitchers and catchers report in February.
Okay, well, if I go to the World Series, I'll make sure to call in and report back in.
All right, Shannon, thanks for calling in. You know, based on what that team from up north looked like last night, it might not be that long of a drive for her. They just pounded the Mets 9-0. They tied a Major League Baseball record for the most postseason scoreless innings. Turns out they are still a pretty good team.
Well, there's that. There's that.
Oh, man.
I know, honey.
Let's switch to a more cheerful topic, shall we?
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.